Mr. President, Madam Director General WHO, distinguished ministers, distinguished heads of delegation, ladies and gentlemen. The government of Ms. Dilma Rousseff has just begun. Her government will pursue the goals of economic growth and equity for all Brazilians started by President Lula. Still, we need to continue to do better. The vision of the new government is that a rich country is a country without poverty. Public health has a great responsibility in helping reach this objective. We are convinced of his challenge. Provide health as a right to a society with nearly 200 million people. Brazil defends universal access to health and welcomes the several resolutions defending and promoting universal health systems. Universal access to health needs sustainable and predictable financing. Universal access to health needs also public health-driven technology incorporation and therapy access. 2011 is an especially important year for global health, as we have the UN Summit on NCDs this coming September. The burden of the disease will once again affect the developing countries. In Brazil, they already constitute our greatest health challenge, 72% because of death. In Brazil, the NCDs hit strongly poor populations and vulnerable groups. Obesity, hypertension, tobacco, alcohol abuse, lack of physical activity are more prevalent among those with lower schooling and income. The two former UN summits on health topics, poliomyelitis and HIV/AIDS, pointed to the same main route for coping: equity in access to prevention and treatment. Our global pact against NCDs must include these solutions. After fighting long years against neglected disease, we cannot forget the lessons learned. We must not inaugurate a new era of neglected people suffering from well-known and well-studied disease. In Brazil, the Ministry of Health, in broad consultation with society, is preparing an NCD plan. We will transform NCD prevention and control in a broader political and government agenda. But to deal properly with NCDs, we need to consider a bigger context. We would like to invite our colleagues to the World Conference on Social Determinants of Health, a WHO event to be hosted by Brazil in Rio de Janeiro next October. Alma Ata inspired us to fight for health for all. The next step in Rio de Janeiro is to engage all for equity. We want health in all policies. The recent attention to NCDs should not distract us from our commitment to fight against AIDS, tuberculosis, neglected tropical disease, and eliminate Hansen's disease. We hope that the coming UN high-level meeting on AIDS we adopt the WHO HIV/AIDS strategy 2011-2015, and it receives the required political and financial support for its implementation at all levels. We must face other new global health threats posed by traffic deaths and lesions and alcohol, mental health, and other drug abuse. Last May 11th, we announced in Brazil a national pact to reduce lesions and deaths from traffic accidents. Brazil is experiencing an epidemic of motorcycle accidents. The world needs to reinforce traffic education, monitoring, protection, and improve the laws. We have just reviewed our strategy to deal with crack and other cocaine derivative use. It now emphasizes widely primary care, street-level action, and on-hospital-centered care through community and social involvement. We invite WHO to follow and help with the implementation of these new protocols. Brazil wishes also to share its experience with other countries. Ladies and gentlemen, after 10 years, Doha Declaration on Trips and Public Health confirms the right of countries to use all safeguards to protect public health and ensure access to medicines for all. In WHO, our urgent task is to effectively implement the global strategy. Generic drugs have played a huge role in ensuring access to medicines in the developed world. Access to quality, safe, efficacious and affordable medicines must be at the core of the ongoing intergovernmental discussions to combat falsified medical products. This assembly, we also take the important step of adopting a framework aimed at making the world better prepared for an next influenza pandemic. The PIP process will remain as a reference for future negotiations in this organization, not only in reinforcing the interface between foreign policy and global health, but also stresses the crucial importance of intergovernmental mechanisms. I urge WHO membership and private sector to closely follow the compliance with the framework. This brings me to the last point of my speech. We are greatly concerned by the reform of WHO. A rejuvenated, streamlined WHO was more present in the countries would better serve global health. The reform is also an opportunity to consider how to harmonize the action of the donors, including the United Nations agencies, in order to avoid wasteful overlapping of international cooperation initiatives in the beneficiary countries. WHO's local offices could play a decisive role in this matter. Thank you for attention.